You're listening to SBS News.
The 90-second video that could save lives. The message, always swim between the flags, is not new, but the delivery is. The campaign is spoken in Punjabi. Turbans for Australia is the charity behind the initiative, which launched this week at the New South Wales State Parliament. Founder Amar Singh says other water safety campaigns are failing to reach migrant communities.
We are targeting the non-English speaking background communities, especially from the subcontinent. The messaging that's currently out there is not getting to them. Otherwise, we would see a decline in the drowning deaths.
Stephen Pearce from Surf Life Saving New South Wales says the result of that failure is devastating.
Last Sunday, or the Sunday just passed, down in the Royal National Park, we had a three-year-old Indian boy that was pulled from the water and resuscitated by some bystanders and is now in a serious condition in hospital. Last year, on my own beach down in Stanwell Park, and I'm actually a lifesaver as well, our patrol actually had to rescue three Indian young men that had come down from the temple for an afternoon swim, but unfortunately one of those gentlemen drowned and we couldn't revive him.
Migrants and visitors, particularly those from the subcontinent, account for a significant proportion of drownings along Australia's coastlines. Mr. Singh believes those deaths are largely a result of cultural and language barriers, so he wants to see all levels of government promote the campaign.
We're currently working on this project to launch it in about eight different languages. I think this should be made part of the visa process, so when somebody applies for any sort of visa from the subcontinent, they should get a link in their language that they have enlisted on the form.
With summer fast approaching, there are also warnings about another at-risk group. Children. New data from Royal Life Saving Australia reveals that one-year-olds are the most vulnerable. CEO Justin Scar says they account for 40% of all drowning deaths in children under the age of five.
Statistics found that actually one-year-olds is where the peak drowning risk is of any age group. So the moment the child is crawling, their child will escape their glimpse, escape their stare, and if they've got a backyard pool, it's a wonderful thing for a family to have. But you really need to look very closely and make sure the gate is in good working order.
Royal Life Saving Australia is stressing that distractions can be deadly. Belinda Headley knows what can happen if you turn away, even for a split second. It's been more than a decade since she came close to losing her twin sons.
They got into a pool fence at the time, we didn't know how, and my twins were floating face down in the water.
Her message today: never, ever take your eyes off your children around water. Abby O'Brien, SBS World News.